Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines. And covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's 0 fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. 0 fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports. On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Baby, you got it.
Before we hand out these respect burgers and these disrespect dogs, we need to give our friends over at Live Love Memphis their flowers because they're the best.
Amen.
In Memphis and the Mid-South. They're going to help you navigate the real estate market. They're going to help you get top dollar for your home if you're selling. What needs to be done? What improvements are worth making? Some aren't really worth making. Some are. Some are priority. They'll help you figure all that out. And then if you're buying, they're going to help you find the home of your dreams. That's what they do every single day at the Live Love Memphis Group. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Or you can call them, 410-8818. They're going to make the process very simple for you like they did for me 2.5 years ago. I didn't know a thing about selling a home. I mean nothing. Like a caveman when it came to selling a home. Frankly, I didn't think I could sell my home, but I was in too bad a spot in terms of what I was going to have to spend, right, to be able to sell it for a decent price. Jennifer Carstensen, captain of that team over at Live Love, she made it easy for him. So, Jason, you're going to fix this. We're going to sell it for this, and that's what happened. Only took her 6 days. That was 2.5 years ago. Imagine how fast yours is going to go. But you want to maximize what you can get. Could cost yourself thousands with some of the bad advice these realtors will give you. Jennifer not going to give you that. She's going to give you the best advice. And we're not just talking here in Shelby County in Tennessee. They're licensed in Mississippi, so DeSoto County, they'll take care of yours as well. 410-8818. It's the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. They are livelovememphis.com. All right, one of the fun things we love to do on Monday is hand out some respect. We've added a little fun part. Because John's now doing disrespect dogs. Let's cook them up.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show Respect Burgers.
R-E-S-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Sizzling Respect Burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
Bang!
No, we're not giving one to Steph Curry.
Fool. Why? He had 46.
Because you did that for a whole
career
hour.
Career high three-pointers attempted.
All of a sudden, John is a big Golden State fan.
Just love Steph, man.
No.
Love Steph.
Dylan Brooks, ladies and gentlemen, is getting a respect burger. 18 points, 6 assists, 13 of those 18 coming in the fourth quarter, of which you had your team trailing 17. Thing looked over. John Martin's telling me Steph ain't even got to come back in the game. And Dylan Brooks, I'll be danged if he didn't make a game of it. With a personal little 8-0 run, then scored 5 more points. 3-point play. Tied it up there late. Grizzlies had a chance until Draymond Green, man, drew that 6th foul on Dylan. And I was screaming about it. I'll be real honest with you in front of my television. Because, frankly, not so much because I felt like the NBA had it in for the Grizzlies, but because you felt like you knew it was coming. Like Draymond, those guys, they're veterans. And he was pointing out, he had tried to get a foul on Dylan earlier, pointing to him, hoping that the refs would call it on him, because they realized how important Dylan Brooks was to the Grizzlies. So they were absolutely trying to foul him out. Dylan made it a little bit easier for them, even, you know, said as much after the game. But didn't shoot it particularly well, 6 of 14, 1 of 4 from 3. But listen, got to the free throw line, a team high 7 times. That showed you how much urgency he was turning this thing. Whereas at a time, as John pointed out, where it didn't look like everybody was necessarily feeling things were as urgent. Was the only starter, we mentioned this earlier, to finish with a plus minus, okay? That's easy enough for me to say. A positive plus minus is the better way to put that. He was plus 7 in his 30 minutes. And it was 86-69. After 3, 17 points, the Grizzlies were down, looked over, and like we said, Dylan puts on a little personal 8-0 run, pulls them back in the game. The three-point play came with 6:32 left, and then Draymond gets him with 6:12. And the Grizzlies, for the most part, came unraveled after that. Still had a couple of chances. If Jaren had got the box out on Wiggins, maybe it's a different game there because you're only down 1 with a chance to go back up. Here's the other thing about Dylan Brooks. We talked about offensively. Brought it in the fourth quarter in a game that he'd been off for the most part. He held Steph Curry to 4 of 14 shooting and 11 points in the times that he was faced up with him. And that job he did early on of denying Steph Curry the ball, that was like all defensive team stuff. And I ain't telling you it's got to be first team or whatever, but he has improved his reputation. I think almost to this point, a lot of people have sort of come across that line on Dylan Brooks, that not just a guy who sometimes will shoot you out of games or whatever else, no. A guy that's figuring it out offensively, but has really figured some things out defensively. And it's funny, right? I mean, it's become trendy to say that Dylan Brooks, and I heard Giannotto saying this last week, and others have said it too, it's not just him, but he thinks he's better than he is, right? That's what we've loved to say about Dylan Brooks here his first few years, is that he thinks he's better than he is, whether it's the attitude in the postgame and the sunglasses or whatever else, or just the jacking sometimes of shots. We've sort of said that that's him. Guys, afterward, he sounded like a guy who's got it more figured out than we give him credit for. He was one of the few Grizzlies yesterday, I thought, like we said, brought the intensity from the entire time. But listen to this quote. We're a young team. Tell me if this sounds like a guy who doesn't get it. We're a young team and we're learning on the fly. We're learning with each other, and that ish takes time to understand how to win. I don't even know a little bit about winning. How about that? How about that humility? I don't even know a little bit about it. I got this from Mark's column over at thecorespiel.com, but this was his quote in the Zoom. I don't even know a little about winning, but it's just trial and error, and we got two big games ahead of us. Obviously saying, look, we're going to beat San Antonio in the new book. Dylan Brooks has got it figured out. Yep. Young team, we still got to learn. This doesn't sound like a guy who thinks that they've arrived, right, or thinks he's better than he actually is. I mean, maybe there's some of that. There's that confidence and that swagger, but he sounded like a guy who had his finger on the pulse. And he also showed you in the way he played, he was the one guy that brought it from first quarter all the way till the time that he fouled out. So I think we can learn, and that team can learn a lot from Dylan Brooks, frankly.
Yep.
And look, for the whole season, but particularly how he played in that game on Sunday, Dylan Brooks gets a respect burger. Anything to add on Dylan was fantastic.
We talked
a lot about him, I think, rightfully so. You talk about somebody who played well and deserves the praise.
He was the straw that stirred the drink yesterday. Unfortunately, it was just a little too late.
We took him. He literally played himself out of the conversation as a trade piece, right?
I never rule out anybody for him.
He's looked at it this way. He's improved his value if that ends up being the case as well.
That's a good way to look at
either
it.
Either way, it's
all positive.
Certainly Dylan Brooks is
good
not
point.
Untouchable, though.
Yeah. No. He's not untouchable. No, I'm with you. Yeah. But Dylan Brooks has become
a better asset, for sure.
No question about it. But also a true leader.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Right? A time where we're trying to give it all to Ja and want Jaren to come on and do some of this. Dylan Brooks is doing it. He did it on Sunday in the Grizzlies' final regular season game that just came up short. That sixth foul really hurt the Grizzlies. All right, second respect burger. This one goes to Vanessa Bryant.
We touched
on this earlier. The strength and the poise that she showed in her speech over at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony on Saturday night. It's very rarely and almost probably never when Michael Jordan is in a room that he doesn't suck all of the attention onto him, right?
Yeah.
When he's standing there, that we don't have all of our attention focused on him. And it was, you know, his speech at Kobe's wake, the funeral, that kind of thing, where he's crying and everything, that was the case there, right? It was his speech we remember when he's crying and talking about how that was his little brother. That's still to this. But last, you know, on Saturday night, two nights ago, Vanessa Bryant stole the show. And I put myself in her shoes, and I don't know. I do know that I would not have had the strength or the poise to pull it off as successfully as she did. Mm-hmm. She was unbelievable. She accepted her husband's admission to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. That's the nuts and bolts of it. But was able to joke a little bit. Remember, she didn't just lose Kobe. She lost Gianna as well.
No doubt.
Okay? And I know she's known that this was coming for a long time and probably felt a great responsibility having been married to Kobe for as long as she was. To go up there and be strong for him, for her daughter, for her family. But guys, I don't know how many of us could have gotten that spot and been as strong as she was. You know what I'm saying? I kept waiting for the breakdown, John, for her to show some weakness. She never did. And again, to be able to be at this point, this soon after, you know, your whole world was rocked.
That's right.
Last January, she said this: "I used to always avoid praising my husband in public because I felt like he got enough praise from his fans around the world, and someone had to bring him back to reality.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm sure he's laughing in heaven because I'm about to praise him in public for his accomplishments on one of the most public stages. I can see him now, arms folded, with a huge grin, saying, 'Isn't this some ish?'" And she got, obviously, a laugh from the crowd. He's still winning. Her ability to show, again, that much poise for her family, for her, was unbelievable this weekend, and she absolutely stole the show. I got nothing but respect for and anger would be still in me, too, John.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I know, you know, she feels a certain kind of way about the pilot and everything else who lost his life tragically and others who were on that helicopter flight that lost their lives, but... I would still be in my feelings, probably too much to be as poised and successful at doing that as she was on Saturday night.
And, you know, she talked about what was important to Kobe and why he always tried to play, right? I mean, we live in the age now of load management and rest. There's always some scientific validity to the decisions that are made. But her point was that Kobe didn't care about that because he was thinking about the fans who had been saving up to sit in the nosebleeds. And he wanted to play for them because that's who they came to see, you know. And I thought that was, you know, that said a lot about, you know, the way Kobe was wired, you know.
It's a powerful thing about moms, man, and wives. They got a strength inside them that maybe us as men, no matter how big and strong get, John, probably will never have. And she was Mama Bear on Saturday and showing a strength, like I said, that I know I don't have within me. I could only hope one day to have. So, respect burger for Vanessa Bryant. We're still thinking about her.
I thought you were really good, though, when we introduced Butch Jones. Like, I thought you were really good for the...
Oh, there's a good memory.
That was a cheeseburger night. Steak burger night. I can't remember. Steak and burger night.
It was a Boys and Girls Club event. Yeah. One of your first events y'all did.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you were fantastic. Mm. I really did.
Is that really, man? Really?
I mean, I just don't want you to sell yourself short.
Not as good as... No. What do you mean close?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying it was emotional to introduce Butch.
And you act like you didn't have a part of that.
I took a back, as Ken would say, I took a back seat.
Enough. John always trying to lighten things up.
That was a fun night. Yeah, thanks. I didn't see the connection to Vanessa.
Thank you, Brad, because I didn't
speaking,
either.
You know, I just wanted to sort of, you were saying, I don't know if I can ever be that good. I think you were that good with Butch. I really do.
I wasn't dealing with family tragedy and pain.
No,
are you kidding me?
That's true, but I still think you were nervous. You know, I think you were a little nervous to be up there.
Respect.
We're moving on.
Yep.
I give you a respect burger for
Thank
that
you.
Night. I'm
going to school you on this show.
I don't want to be schooled on this show, man.
That I watched on Netflix this weekend and I thought was going to be awful. But I gave it a chance because my wife basically insisted on it. And it was fantastic. Okay? It's on Netflix. It's one of the most watched things on Netflix. John, it's called The Upshaws. Okay?
Oh, I saw this.
Okay. I'm glad you're smiling.
Mike
you know
Epps.
A little something about it. Mike Epps, who we've had on the show.
Yep.
Believe he was smoking a blunt.
High as a kite.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Think so. He said, man, go ask Ice Cube yourself.
Damn.
Remember that? When
yep.
he to one of my questions?
Well, because you kept asking about Friday.
And you can tell he don't like that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he's only heard that 5 trillion times.
He's still day-day. Kim Fields, Mike Epps, the aforementioned Mike Epps, and Wanda Sykes.
Yes.
Yes.
Wanda.
I'm going to be real honest with y'all. I've never found super funny.
Wow, Wanda?
Okay.
Wanda's pretty funny, bro.
But it depends on what she's in. Curb Your Enthusiasm, when she was in it, kind of found a nice little niche for her. But before that, anyway, she's still been very excited. You know, she was in Pootie Tang as well.
Wow.
And I know you've seen that.
Legendary
classic.
One there.
Brad, I know y'all have watched that
yes.
at the house with
yeah,
the family.
Yeah, be careful.
Very family show
yeah,
there, Pootie
back
Tang.
In the day, back in the day.
This show, The Upshaws, is about a working class, this is the Netflix description, a working class black family in Indiana strives for a better life and a happy home while juggling everyday struggles in this comedy series. Think of it as this, like the Jeffersons with cursing.
Absolutely.
Okay? And it's on Netflix,
yep.
so there is some cursing. In this case, it's not overly done to the point that it's like it's offending you and you can't watch it. It's more like they're real people. And occasionally a curse word will come out or whatever. And in Wanda Sykes' case, she's dropping them left and right, even in Epp's case. Here's the deal. Jamie Foxx has got a show on Netflix right now called Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. And even though David Alan Greer from Living Color, same as Jamie Foxx, is great in it and tries to save it, the show is crap. The show is trash. And so I thought The Upshaws was going to be more of the same. The thing with Jamie just hasn't worked, and every review I've read agrees with me on
I
that.
I tried it.
It's awful.
It's bad.
It's too cornball. It's just too – it doesn't hit the – and I know what they're trying to do, and I appreciate the opportunities he's given young actresses and actors and all that, but it doesn't work. And so my point of bringing that up is I thought Upshaws was going to be similar, that you're putting Mike Epps together with Wanda Sykes, and then Kim Fields,
mm-hmm.
who John remembers from The Facts of Life and
yeah.
Living Single. Remember that great show, Living Single, John?
I wouldn't go that far.
That's back in our day, 80s, right? Kim Fields.
No, Facts of Life
She was a hot number
yeah.
back in the day.
Well, Living Single was the
mid-90s. Brad, she was a child. She was an absolute child.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was I reached a little far.
She was an absolute child on Facts of Life. I'm not sure.
I mean, as an adult.
It might say she was a number.
No,
Tootie was a child.
That's how I remember her, like, pre-being hot.
Have you been to Epstein's Island?
Here's what you were a kid, too, back then.
Kid. I was a kid.
Right. If you had said that then, right?
Yeah, this isn't – I'm not trying to be all predatory here.
Right, it sounded more predatory.
No, this isn't like
when you said she was a hot little number back then, right?
No, as a 10-year-old, right.
We need to see your itinerary. Have you been on that plane with Epstein?
Here, Bill Gates.
No, I ain't being Marv Albert here. Come on now.
I mean, Bill got all kind of problems. That's a whole other story.
Yeah, that is.
Well, affair with the lady at Microsoft as well, too.
What?
Did you see that?
Hold up.
Back to the Upshaws because they deserve it. Yes, she was Tootie in The Facts of Life.
Upshaws,
she was
bro.
Regine in the great Fox sitcom Living Single that I know John could also name another great actress, great actress and performer.
Queen Latifah.
Thank you.
Yes, who has her own show now.
You know what it's called?
Investigation.
The Equalizer, fool. It's a remake, basically.
Of Denzel?
Now, Denzel did the movie, but
right.
there was a white man played him back in the day-day.
Yeah.
And that we've made it better.
No.
I watched it last night. She's actually very good in it.
No.
Okay? She's fantastic.
There's nothing believable about Queen Latifah
back
equalizing
to the Upshaws.
Anything.
Back
Bro.
To the Upshaws.
Queen Latifah.
Wanda Sykes going to make you laugh, okay? She's the sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Mike Epps going to make you laugh just because. He could say anything and it's funny.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, it's Kim Fields acting.
Wow.
It's her acting.
Kim Fields.
She shows so much range in this. It's unbelievable.
Now, is this Tyler Perry?
No, fool, it's not.
Okay.
It's just Netflix, okay?
Well, you can see why I would think it was Tyler Perry.
You think every black actor or actress is working for Tyler Perry. That's what you think in 2021.
Well, historically,
that's what John thinks, y'all.
There's a good chance
And yes,
that.
He's put a lot of folks on, but he doesn't do everything. He's not over everything.
Well, the
okay?
Upshaw sounds like a Tyler Perry series.
And this
series.
Is Wanda Sykes is one of the creators of this, okay? And she's in it as well. Guys, Kim Fields, Tootie. Regine. She is so fantastic in this. She absolutely sells it as the mom who's got does some crying, does some yelling, does some going off that I've never seen from her before, quite frankly, and didn't know she was capable of. She makes the series. I ended up watching all 10 episodes in a row.
Wow.
Okay. Had a great.
Wow.
And I'm looking for the news on when this series is going to be extended.
Wow.
Because it's got to be coming soon.
This is really like big.
Unlike Dad, stop embarrassing me with Jamie. That missed the mark. And I love Jamie. You know, I have a hard time saying it was Jamie that a show, something he's done is trash. You know how much I love him. Unlike that one, this one is fantastic.
Wow.
It's a hit. I need to see it for 2, 3, 4 more seasons. All right? It's basically like The Cosby Show with Kirsten, although I know we don't talk about The Cosby Show anymore.
You really love The Cosby Show. It really had an impact on you.
But you know what I thought about this weekend? I talked about it with my wife. I said, you know, John and Brad hate when I bring up Cosby Show. Even, you know, idea of saying anything.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay.
Okay. Well, it gets real weird around here when I bring it up. And
I'm
John
totally
has to bring up
it.
Bill.
Because in its time.
But you know what you do when you do that? And I get it why we don't like talking about Bill and the situation. But the job that Felicia Rashad did.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
As Claire.
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
The job Malcolm Jamal Warner did. I mean, Brad's favorite actor back then.
That's my guy.
I mean, Lisa Bonet.
He read his book.
When we don't talk about it at all and just act like it didn't exist.
We can talk about
you
them.
You do a disservice to everybody
we can talk
else.
About them.
Little Rudy that was in that thing.
We can talk about them.
I mean, you do a disservice to everybody else and the jobs they did that made them. I mean, they were all family.
Well, I mean, look, that's a consequence of Bill's actions, though. You know, it just is. Because he's associated. They're associated with him.
I understand that, but I'm saying it's a disservice to them. Like,
well,
we should be able to separate. We should be able to separate what Bill Cosby did from the Huxtables, particularly supporting cast there. I mean, hell, Felicia was one of the stars of the thing.
Yes.
We don't talk about her and the job she did because of what Bill did.
I love her.
And that's wrong. It's wrong because she was fantastic. She was like all of our moms back then.
What's she doing these days?
She was in Creed. She's Creed's mama.
Yes, she was.
Can I just say, on the Malcolm Jamal Warner piece, you're right. Malcolm Jamal Warner, I'm not even making this up.
I know how much you think about him. You've
when
told
I
us
was
this.
12 years old, and you guys are laughing, but
it's
I really don't care.
But
and
go
I
ahead.
Know it's weird. There are weird kids, including all of our kids in those teenage years. This dude was 13 years old and wrote this book, Theo and Me Growing Up. It was about being an outlier and being different. And I read that book as a kid, and I was And I read that book, and I'm like, you know what?
You related to some things.
You know what? He's talking about drugs and dating and being a teenager and being kind of an outlier. And he's got this Huxtable family thing. And I read that as this kid, and I was like, dude, I felt better about it.
Do you remember when he wanted to wear the Gordon Gartrill? It was an expensive shirt.
Yes.
And Lisa was Bonet. She was going to make him one.
Yes.
And it came, and the thing was an absolute mess.
Oh,
Do you remember when he got his ear pierced and
that was a big
deal. Guy whose name we won't say, his father, right, was trying to check and see, and they're both leaning on the bed back. He's trying to cut.
Yes.
I mean, moments we relate to. Brad relates to the book, still reads it
I'm
to this day.
I'm telling you.
Theo and Me, Growing Up Okay.
Theo and Me.
Growing Up Okay. See, John's the bully.
No, I'm not a bully. It's like a random person.
You're going to deal with this at some point.
It's a random person to be inspired by.
In the day, that show was huge, John.
That's fair.
That show was massive.
That's fair.
Well, there's a new king on the block.
Who's that?
It's called The Upshaws, right? Ain't nobody got any off-production stuff we got to worry about like Bill.
Yeah.
Everybody's safe right now. John, I know you're not going to watch an episode of it.
No.
But hopefully our listeners, again, specifically, and we're in a predominantly black town.
Yes.
Some folks may want to watch it. They may want the review.
Yeah.
And listen, Kim Fields, if you're listening right now,
Kim Fields.
The best I've ever seen you. The best I've ever seen
you. Well, I know she appreciates that.
Give her flowers.
Keep it up. And yes, you'll get it. Season 2, inevitable. We want to see it, okay? Because we found out, I'm not going to tell you the twist.
Please.
But it might be another baby.
Do not spoil it. Oh, my gosh. Wow. This is very exciting.
Wow.
This is all very exciting.
All right. That's all the respect
I have. This is about Gene Upshaw?
No, fool.
Okay.
No, they're an Indiana working class family, fool.
Right.
He's always going to make a joke of it.
Gene Upshaw is one of the best.
Have a touching moment and talk about Vanessa Bryant. What does John do? Want to talk about the Butch Jones incident of the thing? Because always takes it. Want to make light of things.
Well, Gene, I didn't know if they were like descendants of Gene or, you know, whatever. I did see it up on I did see the preview, you know, because my wife and her my mother-in-law watch Netflix and Hulu.
I know,
and
you
that
said
stuff.
That's some Tyler Perry-ish.
Well,
just
it
kept
looks
on
like
with,
a Tyler Perry show. I'm sorry. Like,
that's
I didn't
a stereotype,
read
bro.
But okay? It's and, more and accurate
we're
than
We're trying
not.
To get out of
kind
that.
Kind of pigeonholing there a little bit. Yeah,
exactly. You get it?
What?
We're
Tyler
trying
Perry
to
don't
grow
have
from that.
A million movies and shows with black families?
He absolutely does, but to assume...
Who else is it going to be?
That everybody's just right underneath Tyler, yeah. And we're all working for Tyler.
He's a billionaire.
Right? Is it? No.
It's his empire.
You know what they say
the
about
it. The black family sitcom.
You're
right?
Making ass out of you.
No.
Yes.
It's. What is the difference between
John,
the Upshaws and Tyler Perry?
John, the catering service just brought in some hot dogs for you to
big difference. Brad, thank you for the pivot, because we need to disrespect dogs.
Yeah.
John, we're trying to help folks, our listeners, and you and me and Brad all together grow.
Yep.
I'm not sure how much growing we just did right there. You got disrespect dogs for us?
Well, I do have one. The 2021 basketball, the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame includes Chris Webber, Paul Pierce. It includes several others, Ben Wallace. Also, J. Cole. J. Cole is going to be inducted.
I see what you're
hyperbole.
Into the
more disrespect for J. Cole, who leads off our show every day.
Fame. He had a great debut for the Rwanda Patriots. 3 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists in 17 minutes. His team did win the game, 83-60. There was a great play. Now, this is on ESPN Plus.
This is John Moran on my Grizzly, Brad.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes, yes.
John Moran, I'm on my Grizzly.
This was on ESPN Plus. They were playing the vaunted Rivers Hoopers. BC.
And they got the dub.
John Moran, I'm on my Grizzly.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that team is also on the Hoop City BC schedule this year.
Oh, you think you're funny.
J. Cole, or as I like to call him, Ja Cole, because he is just that damn good.
John Moran, I'm on my Grizzly.
3 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 17 minutes. There was a great play he had where he trailed his man on a steal, and it took everything he had, but he did lay it in. He did lay that thing up. And I want to be the first to congratulate J. Cole on his incredible career. And we will induct him into the Hall of Fame because you look at him. Now, did any of his teammates pass him the ball? No, because they know how much of a joke it is. They know he took somebody's roster spot.
This fool said somebody's roster spot on the Rwanda Patriots.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The African Basketball League. Like, that's something that keeps you up at night.
It does. Yeah. And so, no, we want to definitely give him a hot dog. Because he had a great day, a great debut.
It's called disrespect, dog, and that's what you're doing.
Enjoy that hot dog water, J. Cole.
Let me ask you something, John. How you going to be madder at J. Cole than you are at Tim Tebow?
Well, we can have that conversation on a different day. That's a very complicated topic, and we do have to get to Jason Fitz, so let's do that.
Okay.
We'll get to Jason Fitz on the other side, talk Grizzlies with him, NFL, and more. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
Some things are just true, like your local GEICO agent could save you hundreds. And also, you should never sneak up on a beekeeper.
Hey, beekeeper!
What the? Oh my gosh! Oh, my bees! Oh no, they're headed right for the balloon factory.
Your local GEICO agent could help you save 15% or more. It's just true.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're now offering $1,000 off our Wavelight laser if you're treated in May. That's $500 off per eye. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience, all more affordable than you might imagine, especially with $1,000 off, $500 off per eye. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. Must mention this promotion and be treated in May of 2021 to qualify. $1,000 off for both eyes on standard Wavelight price, $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. See details at LASIK.com.
Blue Note Juke Joint. It's time for a drink, and hey, it's Monday. Always time for a drink when it's Monday. Let me recommend Blue Note Juke Joint. Why? Because it's smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. It's made and crafted right here in Memphis. It is a Memphis drink, so that's one of the reasons why I always like to recommend it, because it's a hometown drink. What is better than that? Support local here in the city of Memphis. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. Make a cocktail and get all your recipe ideas up at BlueNoteBourbon.com.
Com. It tastes great. It's only $29.99. That's it. A whole bottle is just $29.99. It looks great sitting on your bar. It tastes great. Why wouldn't you go with Blue Note Juke Joint? Available wherever your favorite liquors are sold all throughout Memphis. Not hard to find. Just look for it. It is the bottle with the blue label and the guitar. Again, awesome looking bottle. Tastes great. Go pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today.
Gossett Kia on Covington Pike is celebrating Memorial Day all month long, and we can put you in a new Kia for less than $5 a day. 2021 Kia Forte, $139 a month. 2021 Kia Soul, $179 a month. And 2021 Kia K5, built in America, $199 a month. All 36-month leases, only $3,049 to its signing. Plus, peace of mind you can trust with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Forte, $139 a month lease. Soul, $179 a month lease. K5, $199 a month lease. So hurry to Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, online KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Zero security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte ME358110, MSRP 20,590, Soul M777-6411, MSRP 21960, K5 MG005197, MSRP 26170, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 531-2021, dealer stock only.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
We're all on this planet together, so join Odyssey and find your one thing. May is National Bike Month, and a great time to remember the benefits of biking. Biking is low-impact exercise, so it's easy on your joints and muscles. It can also help you sleep better and make you look younger. Additionally, it's a great mode of transportation, being faster than simply walking while being cheaper and more environmentally friendly than driving a car. Join Odyssey, and together, each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
Today, I'm going to surprise my girlfriend of 5 years with something great for her birthday. A scented candle. I'm talking a good scent, like lavender. Not something lame like pine. I've been building this gift up too, telling her it was going to be something special. She made a joke about me knowing her ring size, and I played it off like she was on the right track. I even mentioned that her parents were fully on board with the one I picked out. She's going to be so surprised to get this candle.
Maybe clueless boyfriends just need a Snickers. Snickers satisfies.
Napa Know How.
Why get a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.99? Great question. Do you like getting $10 prepaid gift cards? Do you enjoy your car working? Do you love being called a genius? Who doesn't? Pick up Mobil 1 for $27.99 and get a $10 gift card. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 5/31/21.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TOPPSBBQ.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
And nothing is more perfect then Mondays with Jason Fitz here on the Jason and John Show. Let's make him the giant interview.
Now, it's the giant interview presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
What is there more of, Steph Curry three-point attempts or Jason Fitz gigs at ESPN?
I mean, you know what? I'd love to be the Steph Curry of ESPN eventually, you know, because that comes with a payday. But, you know, Steph, look, it's been a delight. And can we just end the whole, like, whatever value? Like, they need to change. They could simplify all of this. I've simplified it for the NBA. Get rid of the title MVP and just make it best player this year. Because, like, value is such a weird thing that everybody gives a different meaning to. But best player this year in the NBA has been Steph Curry. And like, I don't think that can be debated at this point. Just give the man the award. I don't care what his team looks like.
You won't get any argument from Ja Morant. Ja Morant tweeted last night, MVP, no debate. Look, if you watched that game yesterday, it was the classic case of a championship veteran team that's been in this moment before and a young team that is still sort of cutting its teeth. I mean, that's what yesterday felt like, especially at their place. So,
on that topic, it was a masterful performance from Steph Curry. I mean, that's one of those moments where, you know, look, you look back on Steph's career, and that's going to be featured, right? Those shots he was – I mean, was that not just one of those days of, all right, here's greatness, and it's happening to the Grizzlies?
Yeah, and absolutely 1,000%. And sometimes when that happens, there's literally nothing you can do. But that is why this is still important. Like, I think the one advantage that comes from the play-in and, you know, what this tournament's going to provide is it does give some young teams that are trying to build the opportunity to get the experience to become a Warriors. Like, there's just a process that everybody talks about that you've got to go through. And, you know, it's not to say that Ja hasn't played in big games and that, you know, Memphis can't handle big games, but there's just a calm that comes with having done it before. And it's true in life. Like, I remember being on radio. I don't remember what the story was, but something broke. And, you know, at the time, like, news was breaking, and my laptop went down, and I couldn't get to any information. I was so lost, y'all. Like, and I remember at the end of the show, just it hit me that there's so much I didn't know yet about sports broadcasting. Like, in music, I can handle literally anything because I've lived everything in that world. So nothing surprises me. And it's just a reminder, like, you've got to go through life experience sometimes in everything just to get to the spot where you know exactly what to do in every situation. That's what we saw, and it's real for everybody.
Do you think we're looking at, because of the nature of the game you had yesterday and these regular season games meaning so much, particularly for teams in that 7-8-9 range, do you think we're going to see this again in terms of playing? We've got playing to do, so all the reviews aren't in yet, but I wonder if we need 9-10. I wonder if you can't still have some of this with just 8-9. I don't know. Your feelings on sort of playing and where this thing's going to go, Fitzy. You think the NBA's going to, if we're in this for the long haul?
Yeah, I think for at least for the short long haul we're in this, but let's face it. Like, let's be honest, the NBA got really lucky. Having the Warriors and the Lakers be part of the play-in is something that nobody would have ever predicted.
Absolutely.
Coming into the season, right? And, like, not a soul is talking about the Eastern Conference play-in. Like,
right.
Who really cares what Charlotte's going to do in this, right? Like, nobody cares. But on the West, you got big brands. And so I think it gives you the good kickoff that you need for the moment. So I think because of that, it has some sustainability.
Look, it came to pass. We talked about this. And your point and your stance is that the Lakers are going to be the first 7 seed to pull this off. Is that where you still are today now that it is official?
Oh, I am. Y'all, I'm uneasy. Like, I'm uneasy about this because, like, LeBron trying to get back and then not being able to stay back has some meaning to it, right? It has to. Like, so you got a shell of LeBron and you got AD giving it his all, but can that Lakers team go in and beat the Clippers? I don't think so. Like, I think I'm actually changing. The closer we get to this thing, the more I feel like I'm undervaluing what the Clippers are capable, and I think we've all just sort of decided to undervalue as a collective unit the Jazz and the Suns. So maybe I've missed something, but I feel a lot less comfortable with my take today than I did a week ago that the Lakers are going to be fine.
What about the other side in the East? Do we feel comfortable saying Nets? I don't think Harden played in the last game, but it looks like he may be good to go, and they'll finally have all three on the court for the push. Are the Nets going to come out of the East easy? What do you think?
No, I'm out on the Nets 100%. You can't be as terrible defensively as they've been and get away with it in the playoffs. I just don't believe it'll happen. And, you know, I think Philly's a matchup nightmare for him, frankly. I think the Bucks are a matchup nightmare for him. So, especially the way Drew Holiday's been playing this year, like, I think there's a lot of, like, the Bucks are a quiet, sort of sleeping in the bushes, just watching all this go down, saying, yep, underestimate what we've done in the past in the playoffs, and we'll get you this year. And I genuinely believe that. So I think the Bucks are, to me, the East is going to come down to the Bucks and the Sixers. And frankly, the Sixers are a bad matchup for Milwaukee. So I think Philly's got a real shot at making it to the NBA Finals. And we haven't cared because we spent so many years joking about trust the process.
We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. He joins us every single Monday here on the show. Catch him on Spain and Fitz right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN, and ESPN Radio. All right, on to the NFL. We now know the schedule for every NFL team. The Buccaneers, of course, Super Bowl champions, have among the easiest schedules in the NFL. Do you think that means they're right back? I mean, you look at the NFC, the Rams certainly are better. They upgraded a quarterback. So much uncertainty there with Aaron Rodgers. You get past those two teams, and I'm not sure there's really anybody that I'm worried about if I'm the Buccaneers. Do you think they have a better-than-average chance of getting right back to the Super Bowl? We know that's very hard to do.
Yeah, they have an easier road to the Super Bowl this year than they did last year because New Orleans isn't right there to take them down. So, I do think there's two teams that we're sleeping on in the NFC Dallas, if Dak comes back and is healthy, he still has so much talent that I got to believe that they'll put that together. And frankly, the 49ers lost as many games to starters lost to injury last year as any team in the NFL. I believe that the 49ers have a Super Bowl caliber roster. So I would not be surprised at all to see Jimmy G have a massive year, which only helps him and the 49ers, while Trey Lance sits back and watches a run to the Super Bowl. Like, I think the 49ers are really capable of that too. So, but all that to say that if Brady plays the way Brady played at the end of last year, yeah, they're headed right back.
All right, what the heck is Urban Meyer doing down in Jacksonville, Fitzy? You tried to hire the former Iowa strength coach. You bring in Tebow. You got your own coaches questioning what you're doing. And then, you know, Etienne, and maybe this is the lightest of the three, the one, you know, he's playing wide receiver in rookie camp, or at least lining up there. Any part of you questioning Urban Meyer right now? Should be, right?
Every part. Yeah. Every single part. This is a reminder, y'all, that, like, just because you're great at one level of football doesn't mean you're great at the next. And there's the difference between communicating to kids that scholarships require you to listen to you versus communicating to grown-ass adults. And that's what Urban Meyer's got to do. And every bad decision has huge repercussions in an NFL locker room, especially for a coach that hasn't been there. So I question everything about Urban Meyer in Jacksonville at this point. I think he's in over his head and he's showing it.
If you love Tebow so much, and clearly they've got a strong relationship, we've seen that's document. Why not just bring him in as a coach, Fitzy? Why do this where you got him questioning you up front and you're, you know, can you do that? That question's being asked. Why not just bring him in as a coach and he can be your fire up guy if that's what you want?
I think Tim's ego is the under talked about portion of this. Like, I don't think he wants to give up on the dream that he's an elite athlete. So, you know, but you're right. Like, that's the right thing to do would have been bring him in as a coach and let it go from there. Urban Meyer didn't do that, and it's a massive mistake. Because now, if Tim Tebow wins a roster spot, then you're telling your entire locker room that you're not giving every job up to the best players available. And that's a terrible message in an NFL locker room.
So I saw this story yesterday, and I'm sure you've seen it by now too, Fitz. This young man from Austin Peay who went undrafted, and he got a text from who he thought was Dean Pease, the defensive coordinator there in Atlanta. He shows up to Atlanta only to be told that, whoa, no, that wasn't us. That wasn't real. That we don't know who that was from. But, of course, because of COVID restrictions and everything like that, they're a lot more stringent on. I'm sure they would have just worked him out in a normal year. You know, you showed up, whatever. But it turns out that for Wantarius Bryant, this was like a fake person pretending to be Dean Pease, and it was all over text message. Where do you start with this? I mean, for me, I read this, and of course, it's like, it's a shame. It's so sad that this young man thought that this was an opportunity that was not real. But if you're the agent, right, how do you not, and he does have an agent, how do you not call Atlanta? How do you not verify? How are you not, you know, aware enough that these types of invitations probably aren't issued through text message?
Yeah, and flights are usually something that teams book also. Like, I'm so lost on what the agent was doing here, because they're not asking a, you know, undrafted rookie free agent to get himself to Atlanta. Typically, there is at least some conversation of how the team is doing that, and what they're doing with the flight. You know, that for the agent to have missed so big in this is just it's absurd and it's heartbreaking. Like, whoever it is that decided that this was a fun prank to play, like, there's like a special place in hell for you, because like, when you're talking about somebody's dreams and what it means, like, we undervalue as a general society the feeling of realizing that you've just finished college and you may never get to play football again. That is such a terrible sinking feeling, and you're working your butt off to get somebody to give you a chance. That's all you think you need. And for somebody to fake that chance, man, like, that person is wired wrong and should be called out for it. But also, this kid's agent should absolutely be raked through the coals for not following through on it. And it's a reminder to every agent to check the details more, because if you don't, this is what happens. And it breaks a kid's heart. Like, there's real life ramifications to this sort of dumb behavior.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand. I can actually see from the young man's perspective, you want so desperately for that to be real, right? So you have confirmation bias. Oh, I know normally it doesn't happen on text message, but, you know, why wouldn't I believe it's a 404 error code? Why, you want this so bad for yourself that you're just going to buy it, right? That's where I cannot imagine. The agent failed this young man. And that is the part of this that, you know, I the agent actually played football at Tennessee. That's the crazy part. It's like, he's a football player. You know, I mean, how do you not know that these types of things are not issued on Texas. But anyway, I thought that was a you know a shame of a story.
I'll tell you this one, Fitzy. October 3rd up in Foxborough, you're going to have Tom with everything back, obviously, in Tampa Bay, going against Belichick. You know, a lot of opt-ins back on defense for them, and maybe an improved offense. We'll see. That's still got to be proven. We'll see what Cam looks like. Which way are you leaning right now with Belichick having a whole lot of fire in that belly, I figure?
Yeah, I think this goes to Bill. Like, Bill is going to spend all year working on what he can do to trip up Tom. Like, Tom can't spend all year trying to anticipate what Bill's going to do, but you bet your butt Bill can. So, like, they're already working on Brady packages, I'll bet you right now. Like, there's just no way in my mind that Brady is going to go into there and have an upper hand. Now, you know, obviously I think the Bucs have more talent, but, you know, the game's in New England. Yeah, I'm all in on New England winning that game. And I'm all in on, by the way, the Patriots being a playoff caliber football team again. I think, you know, they've restocked the shelves. They're going to be very good this year.
I wondered that. Would you go Bills, Pats, Dolphins, or would you put them up third? I figure you got Bills on top in the AFC East.
Yeah, I got Bills on top, and I think Bills an underrated Super Bowl contender. But the other side of it is, like, I'm not going to buy the Dolphins until I see something from Tua, and I haven't seen anything yet. So, you know, I can't buy until I see a quarterback make it through a season healthy. I want Tua to be great, and the Dolphins have done a nice job of the rest of the roster. But, man, I got to see something from Tua before I'll put him ahead. Like, we have proof, and that matters to me.
Fitz, we love you. We love having you here on the show. We look forward to a very normal 2021 football season with hopefully 100% capacity for these games. Always appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
I'm waiting for Memphis to shock the world. Let's go, baby.
There it is. There it is from Fitz. He is Jason Fitz. Catch him on Spain and Fitz. Now, it would not necessarily be shocking the world.
To beat San Ann.
Right.
It would be you come through that one and – you got to go back to what? You got to go back to Golden State, or you got to go to L.A. for some freaky. That's not going to happen. LeBron's not listening.
Yeah, that's pick
your
poison.
He did tweak that ankle last night, though.
That is pick your poison, for sure. I would not feel good about either one of those deals. I mean, I've been scared of the Warriors for 2 months now, and that's why. That's why. Yesterday was
wild. Come on. You'd say, based on what you'd seen, you've already got some data. You collected some data over the weekend on Sunday playing them. You don't feel a little bit better about that one than actually taking on the Lakers, LeBron? Feel like the team the NBA, everybody wants to see in the finals again?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I had to choose,
if you got to choose, you take Golden State again.
But I don't. I mean, it's not
especially
like
as successful as Dylan was.
I wouldn't dare say I feel good about it.
Oh, there's nothing you're gonna feel good at this point. It's that's why you needed the eight, John.
I think I feel better about the Lakers.
I mean, I can.
Is that strange?
The case would be their chemistry is off and they're not right and they're hurt. And but LeBron.
You know what the Lakers
are
gonna do? They're gonna box out.
Yeah, LeBron's not.
It's gonna make a big difference. You do that against a bad rebounding team like the Warriors, you put them to bed.
The Warriors looked like a pretty good rebounding team yesterday against the Grizzlies. I mean,
why do you think that is? Because the only Grizzly that rebounds is Jonas Valanciunas.
That's exactly right.
Your other seven footers out there playing on the wing. Yeah. And I know seven looks like Jaren Jackson was a good rebounder. Yes, give me a break. He couldn't get the body on Wiggins. That's literally where the game turned.
Yeah, I mean they had so many just effort.
It's true, Jason.
Because John, that's where he wants to be outside. Yep, and if your seven footer who you're playing with at center. Right, with the backup group is going to be drifting out there. How you going to rebound?
Yep.
You know, but that's some of it on him, some of it on, I think, the way that Taylor Jenkins played it.
Watermelon sugar for the Golden State Warriors yesterday against the Memphis Grizzlies. They hold on to the eighth spot, and the Grizzlies have a game here in Memphis against San Antonio. So believe Memphis. Okay, we'll come back, wrap it up here on a Monday. Jason and John, 90.3 FM, ESPN.
I got Jeff Allen, the Kia man that'll make you happy in your new ride from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. Jeff, what's the scoop?
The scoop is you got to get to Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah to get a 2021 Kia Forte for just $139 a month. Or how about a 2021 Kia Soul, $179 a month. And a 2021 Kia K5 built in America, $199 per month. All 36-month leases and only $30.49 due at signing.
Plus the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, and let's not forget West Memphis, Arkansas, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Zero security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, ME358110, MSRP 20,590, Soul M777-6411, MSRP 21960, K5MG005197, MSRP 26170, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax, title, and license. With approved credit warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/21. Dealer stock only.
It is moving season, so make sure you call my friends at Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, cross town, cross the country, they're the team to call. 316-6196, 316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis, because when you're moving, you are not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. Black Tie certainly understands that. They're licensed, they're bonded, they're insured, their movers are professionally trained. They're going to be on time. They're going to be efficient. That's what you want in a moving company. Give them a call, 316-6196. Go ahead and book your move now. That's what I did when I moved, not once but twice, and they were lifesavers. They will be the same for you. Moving season is here. Black Tie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands, make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
Memphis is home of the Blues Barbecue and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's 0 fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. 0 fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Performance Plus Cycles is your ticket to a thrilling ride. At Performance Plus, they carry BMW, Yamaha, Suzuki, and SSR motorcycles, as well as Yamaha and Suzuki ATVs. They also feature the low-cost, rugged, benchy ATVs and side-by-sides. So, if you want the best machines and customer service for your hard-earned dollar, schedule a test ride and come visit Performance Plus Cycles at 5312 Pleasant View or visit PerformancePlusCycles.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
There's two things in this life that Jason loves more than anything. That's Kim Fields and Topps Barbecue. Is that accurate, Jason?
I would say the Topps part is.
Well, you tweeted Kim Fields. I mean, you got some Kim Fields action.
That's for later discussion. Topps is the priority.
Topps Barbecue is priority number one.
Amen.
Especially at lunchtime, dinner time in the city of Memphis. Why? Because it's an institution. It's the best in Memphis. Best barbecue, the best cheeseburger. Nothing sounds better to me right now than a Topps cheeseburger. They've been open for 69 years. How do you do that? By being the absolute best and never settling for less. Always delicious at Topps Barbecue.
It always is. I grew up on it. John grew up on it. Ours was the Union Avenue location. Dad would bring home those burgers, those barbecue sandwiches, and we would not just eat, but enjoy. It was family when it was Topps. Always has been. That's the way Tops keeps it. It has since 1952. The sauce, the slaw, the beans, all still the same. They're bean experts. They take it personally. And we'll only want to serve you the best. And you're talking about the best, those burgers that they get fresh daily from Charlie's Meat Market, right? None of that frozen patty stuff. It's the best in town. Best burger in town, especially for the money. Don't forget Tops Tuesdays. You can get those burgers, those doubles, those singles at a discounted price. You'll love it. And like I said, you're feeling brave, go get the Fireman. You better be hungry, though. It's the best eating you'll do that combines the barbecue and the burger at Tops, where it's the best. See the smoke, taste the flavor.
I want to give a shout-out to our friend Damian Lillard, who apparently saved this guy's house.
We thought.
It was a great story. It was a great story because, I don't know if I ever fully believed it, right? I don't know if anybody would have put their house on the Portland Trailblazers winning 42 games. But Lord Tresap, of course, tweeted Damian Lillard, how's your hamstring? This is the April 18th. How's your hamstring? I need you guys to win 42 games this year or I lose my house. Huge fan, even if I'm in the mansion or homeless. Dame retweeted it that day and said, say less.
Right, and then remember when the Grizzlies beat him twice, we said, dude, about to lose his home. Remember that when the Grizzlies beat him there over the weekend? We all came back on that Monday and said, hey, man, look what this dude they're not going to get to 42 games.
Yep.
Memphis basically just ended their season. Man, came back and got 42 wins, didn't he?
It was a hell of a stretch.
And had to beat Denver yesterday to do it.
They rested their starters in the second half. But they had to win last night, and they had to win 10 of their last 12 for that guy not to lose his house. Well, it turns out that it was not even about that. He didn't even put up that much money. It was only a $260 bet.
Oh, no, he got...
I thought it was a $200 bet. The point is, wasn't I bet to lose your house?
You almost felt sorry. $260 to win $200
was no off. You felt terrible for him.
Because the first thing that Dame did after he won 42 games was he went to Twitter and said, "Let me see the ticket," which is a legendary move, by the way. Like, I love how Damian Lillard just did not forget about this. He's like, "All right,
don't you want to see it?" I think that was a big story in Portland. It got picked up as far back as here. I think they were talking about it in Portland because this guy saying he was going to lose his home if the Blazers didn't get to 42 wins. One of those stories that sticks around starts to, go viral after a while. So, of course, Dame came back to it.
Yep.
The thing is, you come back to it, you ask for the ticket.
Right.
And you didn't,
$200,
you didn't
bet $200,
your mortgage,
dude, really?
Or anything else.
I'm sitting here going hard for $200. I'm trying to save your house.
And this fool tweeted back transparency for the Blazers. Here's my bet.
Nah, he looks like a jackass. It was whatever.
Should have photoshopped something.
He got catfished.
It's harmless, right?
100% catfish
it's harmless.
Job.
It's harmless.
This is the second catfish of the day. We had the Austin Peay football player got catfished on a text, and
that's
now
right.
This dude.
That's right. I'm sure Dame's like, you gotta be kidding me, right? Like, whatever. He's not losing. He wins $200. Mm-hmm. The Portland Trailblazers are able to win 42 games. And
John Kim Fields hadn't hit me back yet.
I don't think she's gonna hit you back.
Did you ping her on Twitter?
This man tweeted Kim Fields.
Wow,
because I was so moved by her performance in the Upshaws. Hopefully, when we get back tomorrow, she will have responded. Because reaching out, that's gonna hurt if she doesn't reach back.
That'll be tough.
Mm. Yep. I told her she deserves an Emmy.
You may
never
recover.
And I stand by it, even if she doesn't reply to me.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for us.
Hey, we could save this for our summer topics we were talking about. Celebrities that have tweeted at you.
That's
we'll see
right.
if Kim Fields is part of that.
Can't nobody beat mine. That's The Rock.
The Rock did tweet at you, didn't he?
Twice. Good night.
This man.
That's the end of that segment.
That's your walk-off?
That's the end of that segment. Who you got, Jason?
He's still waiting on Boogie Ellis to tweet him back.
I got The Rock twice, bro. I'm straight.
Yeah, you talk to us when you get Boogie.
You don't
direct.
Even watch his show.
Yeah.
You don't even watch The Rock's new show. So stop tripping.
All right, I'm trying to end the show because Gino and Jeffrey are up next. Thanks to Jason Fitz for joining us on the show today. Gino and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis is home for the Gary Parrish Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Portland. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Station.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get ready for the road and earn 2 times the fuel points when you shop Thursdays through Sundays with your digital coupon. Restrictions apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
When do people most often think about selling their homes? In the spring? Sure they do, but home sales take place all year long. I'm Kelly Erb with Mark Spensdorf Realtors, and we often say when the azaleas bloom in the spring, so do the real estate signs. What do you think, Sheldon?
Well, Kelly, you are correct. While spring and summer are great times to sell, we've sold homes on Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving weekend, Labor Day, and other holidays. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, also with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. Kelly and I work as a team, and we often see people moving all year long, especially due to our corporate relocations with whom we work due to our being members of a large relocation network.
So if you're thinking of selling, take advantage of the low inventory, low rates, and our highly successful strategic marketing plan with Shellbuck's option. Email or call us at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
And don't forget what people often say. When you want the job done, call Shell Dunn or Kelly Erb. Do it now. 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Gossett Kia on Covington Pike is celebrating Memorial Day all month long, and we can put you in a new Kia for less than $5 a day. 2021 Kia Forte, $139 a month. 2021 Kia Soul, $179 a month. And 2021 Kia K5, built in America. $199 a month. All 36-month leases, only $3,049 to its signing. Plus, peace of mind you can trust with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Forte, $139 a month lease. Soul, $179 a month lease. K5, $199 a month lease. So hurry to Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor.
Zero security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte ME358110, MSRP 20,590, Soul M777-6411, MSRP 21960, K5 MG005197, MSRP 26170, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695 exclusive.